Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Rock and Roar Podcast.
What's up, beautiful people of the world? This is Brian Roar. Welcome back to another episode of the Rock and Roar Podcast. This is episode 30. Today is Thursday, December 2nd, 2021. It's National Mutt Day and Fritter Day. Not together, but National Mutt Day. So happy. Go give your animals a hug today. You know, that's one of the best things that you can do to relieve stress is to pet an animal, whether it be yours or, you know, maybe you're at a petting zoo or the pet store or whatever. Sometimes they have animals in there you can pet. I'm telling you, folks, it relieves your stress so freaking much. That or it raises it up if your dogs are playful like ours. And it's one of them things. Max is... So if you guys don't know about our dogs, we have a pit bull dash hound. His name is Maximus Lee. He is about 85 pounds. And we got Isabella Ann. And she is a Karen Terrier. So Karen Terrier is the Toto dog off of Wizard of Oz. Looks exactly like her. And she's about 18 pounds. So when both of them play, you don't know if they're like fighting or if they're just playing, because she'll do that little like rah, rah. It's almost sounds like a dinosaur being born or something, you know, like on the dinosaurs cartoon and all that. You remember that? But anyway, getting off topic, sorry. But yeah, we just don't know if they're playing sometimes or if they're actually hurting each other. I mean, she don't yelp or nothing, you know. You can definitely tell when they're in pain and all that. But it's just like, damn, man, how the hell is that enjoyable? But I don't know. At least they're having fun, and it's always good to pet an animal. I mean, they're here for us. They can tell when we're feeling bad, when we're feeling good. You know, when we're sad, when we're mad. I guess that's the same thing as I just said. But you know, it's just petting an animal just relieves stress. So. Happy National Mutt Day to all you mutts out there. We love you. And, you know, we're so thankful to have you in our lives. And, you know, to be able to house dogs and everything. You know, that's another thing, too, with the holidays coming up. If you are looking for a good gift for someone, get you a rescue dog. Get you adopt a dog. I mean, there's plenty of dogs out there. It don't have to be dogs. It could be any kind of animals, cats, birds, snakes, rats. I've seen people with pet rats. See, like, if you can hear them in the background, they're yelling, they're fighting now, but hey, yeah, that was pretty rough. Okay, mama's out there, so she'll whoop them into shape. And but other than mutts, it's National Fritter Day, so good old apple fritters, good with a cup of coffee, or a cherry fritter. Pumpkin fritter, cinnamon fritter. Fritters are really good. They're, if you never had one before or not sure what they are, they're just like a donut, like a pastry, but they are weird shaped and they're just covered with, you know, whatever topping that you want. Like, it's mostly sugar, and then they'll put like apple on it or cinnamon or cherry. I love cherry. Oh, cherry fritters. Oh my God. Anything cherry, I love. Cherry pie, you know, not the Warrant song, but that's a great song too. But, you know, cherry pie, I don't know. I just love cherry. God, it's so good. Might get me one tonight. I don't know. We'll see. See how the day goes. So that's our national day. So happy National Mutt Day, and get yourself an apple fritter or whatever kind of fritter you want. It's always good. You know, don't share them. With your pet, they can't have too much sugar. So you give them a little nibble, that's better than nothing. So we'll do a little on this date. So as you can hear in the background, we got the King of Pop playing, Michael Jackson. Rest in peace, brother. I'm so sorry that your doctor administered so much fentanyl for you. And I'm sorry what happened to you. And, you know, that was a big loss for music world. I know we talk a lot on here about like rock music, and, you know, we ventured into EDM a couple times, and and pop, and you know, we talk about rap here and there and all of that. But you know, we cover it all on here. We're not just one. I say we. It's just me. Sorry. I'm not just one-sided when it comes to music. I am very multi-sided. I guess I'm not a square, I guess. But you just have to enjoy it. I mean, people put their heart and soul into music, and there's a lot of music that will never be heard, and it's so sad because there's a lot of people that, like I said, put time and effort and money, and you know, they put their passion, their heart and soul into it. And you know, Michael Jackson did that. Yeah, he started at a young age, and you know, the whole story about Joe Jackson, his dad pressuring him into starting the Jackson 5, or being in the Jackson 5 with his brothers, and you know, everything. And just he was rushed. He didn't have a childhood, and you know, this is my side of it. You know, that's just how I interpret it. I don't think he did anything when it came to children or anything like that. He never had a childhood. You know, he was rushed into the starlight and pressured into doing things, and it's just like, you know, he never had time to actually enjoy his childhood. So hey, Neverland Ranch was weird, but that was his childhood. You know, that's what he always dreamed of. So you know, that's sad that he was pressured into it, but it's also more sad that he had passed away. But we're going to talk about a little bit on this date. So on this date, 1981, MTV aired the full 14-minute music video for Michael Jackson's Thriller. What a great song, what a great video. I mean, if you don't know the Thriller dance, you know, the zombie dance, I'm kind of doing it right now. You know, when he puts his hands up on the side, and it's just a great choreography, and I don't know who did it offhand, but the music video, I mean, it scared the crap out of me when I first seen it, just because his green eyes at the end, that's what really, you know, kind of was like, oh man, I don't know about that, but the song is great. I mean, it's a Halloween staple, and, you know, the dance, like I said, is a staple, and it was good, because that was like the first part of the music videos where they had like acting, where it was like a movie and then music video, and now they do it nowadays and all that. But back in 81, old MJ, he put it on the map. And so in 2009, the music video was inducted into the National Film Registry of Congress. So it was one of the very first music videos ever into the it was the first ever music video inducted. So that's pretty awesome. What he was breaking, he's breaking records even after he had passed. You know, he is selling more records and everything. And even if you don't like him, like a lot of his music, you know, the hit songs, like right now, Beat It. I mean, okay, who doesn't know Beat It? Who doesn't know Billie Jean? Who doesn't know Thriller? You know, who doesn't know Dirty Diana? And, you know, the list goes on and on. I remember the very first time I ever heard Michael Jackson, it was the Dangerous album. My sister had bought it on cassette, I believe, at the time. And I listened to it, man. I loved it. Had a lot of great songs on there. Black and White was on there. Of course, Dangerous was on there. You know, Slash played on that. And, you know, he just had, that was the beauty of it. You know, Michael, he just loves sharing music with everybody. And, you know, the solo of Beat It, everyone knows it was Eddie Van Halen. And I told you the story a couple episodes ago about how that happened with, you know, them calling him up and everything. So that was really cool. And it's also Britney Spears' birthday. So happy birthday, Britney. The Free Britney movement has really taken off. So I'm glad that the censorship, or the conservative ship, there it is. It's one of them two. I think it's the conservatorship, about her dad controlling her finances. I'm glad she actually has control for a 40-year-old woman. I mean, come on. Loosen the reins there, Jamie. Jeez, buddy. And now she's free to do whatever. So that's the way it should have been the whole time. I know there was reports when Kelly Clarkson first came out, when she first signed the deal after American Idol, she was told that she was not to write any songs. So for, I think, 5 years, she was not able to write any of her own material. She would have to do, you know, songs that people wrote for her and everything. But I'm telling you, after she was over with them 5 years, I think it was 5 years, I might have been off a few, but now she writes her own stuff. So it's just that's just how they put you in their trap. You know, it's sad that the music industry is like that, but when they know they can make money off you, they're gonna use you as much as they can. So be independent as much as you can. You keep all the profits. You are in control. Kid Rock's doing it now. I guess that Upchurch, never really heard his music. Heard of him many times, but he has his own independent label. And Megan Thee Stallion, she's got her own independent label now too. So a lot of these artists are doing it on their own. They're saying, screw the business. You know, we're going to do it. We're going to do it our way. We're going to keep all the profits. We're going to keep, you know, the creativity open. That's the way it should be. Why be confined to, it's just so sad. I could go on and on about the music industry and everything, record labels and all that bullshit, but we'll save that for another time. But happy birthday, Brittany. You know, I'm glad that you're free now. And MJ, we love you, buddy. And, you know, I'll play your music till the day I die. And then hopefully when I'm up in heaven, I get to meet you. That'd be an amazing feeling. But if you guys ever want to meet me or talk to me, you can always reach out on my socials. If you're over on Twitter, I am at BROHR. So it's BROHR. If you're over on TikTok, seeing what, you know, chaos is going on now, I am at BrianRohr1986. And if you're over on the gram, I am at BROHR. Twitter, I messed up, sorry, it is at BROHR3, so BROHR3, and Instagram is at BROHR. And if you feel like donating to the podcast, and that's right, you already know what I'm going to say, so I don't have to say it, spread the word to the masses. So if you want to donate to it, I got a Patreon on patreon.com. It is www.patreon.com/R and then all lowercase OCKNROHR22. There's three different tiers that you can choose from. There's a $3, a $4, and an $8. Whatever you're feeling at the time, donate to the podcast and, you know, we'll get this sucker rolling. And, you know, my dream is to get merch and everything and all that. I am in the talks with Buttons. So I've been looking into Buttons lately, bringing Buttons back, you know, not the, what was that, Pussycat Dolls, I won't loosen up my buttons, but nothing like that, buttons that you remember you used to wear on your shirts or your vests or whatever, you know, your flare, as they say in Office Space. Great movie. But that's all the socials and Patreon. So as always, I'll have them in the show notes at the show description. So if you didn't have a chance to write it down, I'll definitely have them on there for you. Let's see. On today's show, we'll talk about Christmas shows, concerts that have been on TV or are going to be on TV. Children playing instruments. I'm telling you, there's a lot of great virtuosos out there, and they're only 5 years old. So we'll talk about that. And then I'll give you a little peek behind the curtain when it comes to songwriting process. So what I do when it comes to writing a song. So that's what we'll talk about today. And with that being said, we'll kick her off. So Christmas shows and concerts on TV. There was the Rockefeller Christmas Light Tree Special was on last night. Very good show. Great artist on there. You had Rob Thomas, Norah Jones. Who else? You had the Pentatonix. I love them. Acapella group. I love the Pentatonix, man. They are so good. And who else they have on there? Oh, Carrie Underwood was on there. She rocked the stage. Jeez Louise, that girl's got a set of pipes on her. And who else do we have on there? I'm trying to remember offhand. That Alicia Cara was on there. She did pretty good. Who else? I'm trying to... That's all I can really think of right now. But it, nonetheless, and then they had the tree lighting ceremony. It was beautiful. A big old 40-foot, spruce tree or something from Virginia. They came in, decorated with lights, looked beautiful. Would love to go there at one time and see it get lit up and all that. And, but the show was good. I mean, concert was good. Yeah, it was on, CBS or NBC? I think it was NBC. No, CBS. I'm sorry. There's so many of them. And, they had the Today Show on there. I think that's NBC, to be honest with you. I'm sorry. I don't know my morning shows, as you can tell. They had the Al Roker was on there, and, they had all the familiar faces and all that. So it was a good show. They got a lot more coming on. They had the Kelly Clarkson one right after that. So she rocked the stage, too. She still can sing like a mother trucker. My goodness. Even after, everything she's been through emotionally and personally and all that, she puts her heart and soul into it. That's the true sign of an artist right there. And, Trans-Siberian Orchestra, if you guys never heard of them, they do Christmas music, but with metal. And it's a really good combination. They're going to be playing. I think they're playing this month in Columbus, so see, always like to go see them. If any of you have seen them, please let me know how you liked the show. Was it good? Was it bad? I don't know. It'd be good to know. But, it's the times coming up. I know they had the country music Christmas on the other night. That was pretty good, too. Got a lot of the concerts coming out now, so, Michael Bublé, he's going to be coming out with his, and I know Mariah Carey, she's got her Christmas, it's like a cartoon anime or something going on, so that's pretty cool, and she just, I'm telling you, that's all you need is that one song. She wrote that All I Want for Christmas Is You, 20-something years ago, and then boom, every time Christmas comes around, she just rolls in money. That's all we need to do, we just need to come up with that one song, or that one invention, that's it. It's easier said than done, though. But there's a lot of smart people out there. I'm sure if we put our heads together, we can come up with something. But a lot of good more concerts coming up on TV, so keep a lookout. And do you like them? I was talking to my wife last night and was like, it'd be so much fun to go to a choir or a show or a orchestra show. Just because, around Christmas time, it's just so much more exciting. They get the good songs, and, it's just beautiful hearing something different. That's it. Plus harmonies are, oh my God, they're so, so yummy. I guess it's something in the air, it being around Christmas time. So just a beautiful thing. And my sister was in orchestra for, 8 years, I think. She played violin. And, clarinet, sorry, she played clarinet. My brother played violin for, I think, a year or two. And I was the outcast and picked up the guitar. So, hey, who's cooler? It's not me, I would love to play not a stringed instrument. I play guitar, but I mean the saxophone or something. A lot of good breathing techniques that you have to learn there. So, I'll have to ask her at some point how the hell she did that. So, good old Christmas shows. Gotta love them. Gotta love them, folks. And, gotta love Christmas, too. I've been wearing my Santa hat at work. And, I do it every year. I just try to bring a little bit of cheer to everyone's face. And, not a lot of... I had mixed reviews on it, and, I'm still going to wear it, and it's just something I do every year. Just something fun. I don't know. I like it, and like I said, just try to put a smile on people's face. That's what we need nowadays. Next topic we'll talk about is children playing instruments. So, not like teenagers or anything, but long story short, my nephew, when he was, I'd say 5 or 6, I was living with my mom at the time, and they would come over every weekend, and Lucas, he would play. I had a keyboard on the, because when I would write music and everything, I had a keyboard and everything, and, you know, guitars and all that nonsense. But anyway, he always went to the keyboard, and he learned how to play, like, match up. I had the keys that would light up with the notes that you had to hit for the song and everything, and he picked it up like nothing, you know. And then he went on to play piano, and he played it all throughout school and everything. And I'm telling you, the kid is a genius when it comes to anything, you know, piano, school. He's just a really smart kid. But what I'm trying to say is, when kids start out that early, it's just something, it's just so mesmerizing. There's a drummer boy that I think he's about the same age, 5 to 7, and I mean, he's playing System of a Down, he's playing Slipknot, you know, he's playing all this heavy stuff, and you're like, damn, man, you know, it kind of makes you that have been playing for a long time feel like shit, because you're like, man, I can't even play that, and I've been playing, you know, 3 times longer than this kid's been alive. And but, you know, when you have, when you're that young, you're shaping your mind, your brain, and you're just sucking all these new things. You know, the brain's a big sponge, so you just suck up all this knowledge, and, you know, they kept with it, and, I mean, it's a beautiful thing. It's so cool how, you know, they just, it just comes naturally to them, what I'm trying to say. And even to this day, there's kids that are still, you know, playing drums or playing piano or, that are just mind-blowing. I mean, it's really cool. And, you know, we just need more of that in the world. We need more children playing instruments and, you know, bonding and everything and all that, and not so much screen time. And I know that's everybody, you know, I'm guilty of it too, so I'm not the spokesperson for less screen time. But, you know, back in the day, we didn't have cell phones and everything. You know, we had to go outside and play or ride bikes or play music. And, you know, that really got you to get more connected with people and everything. And you still can. I mean, you're never too old to learn something new. And, you know, you're never too old to learn an instrument. You're never too old to learn, you know, how to cook, how to dance, how to sing, how to, you know, do whatever. Go skydiving, you know, whatever you want. Hey, there's a Thriller, speak of the devil. And, but yeah, it was just always, it's just a beautiful thing seeing children playing instruments and making it sound good. And, you know, recognizing the songs and, you know, because they were just like, oh, you know, this song is not too hard. And then they're playing Beethoven. You're like, what the fuck? You know, they're just like, oh, yeah, it's just, you just follow this, the scale or whatever. And you're like, how the hell do you know that? Sorry, I had to move my leg. It was falling asleep. I hate that feeling. Just one leg, not both of them, but not to get personal or anything. But sometimes, you know, when I'm on the John, sometimes my legs fall asleep. But that's probably because I'm on my phone and I've been in there for like 45 minutes. So we're all guilty of it. That would be a great invention, to have a USB port on a toilet. Just to charge your phone. I mean, hey, if anyone's listening, you heard it here first. So I get the copyright rights, bitch. Okay, so next on the list, we'll talk about the songwriting process. So for me, when it comes to writing a song, and everybody's different, but for what works best for me is I gotta have the drums sounding. I got to get the drums laid down first. So whether it be doing it myself, or, you know, you have like Fruity Loops, they have, it's like a drum sample program. You make beats on it and all that pretty much. And I mean, there's plenty more out there, Reasons out there. Akai. They make the MPC. I always wanted to have an MPC. It's a drum sampling machine. And you can get one for, I think you can get the 500 for, I think, 250. At least you could back in the day. I always wanted an MPC 1000. Dr. Dre used three of them when he was recording 2001. And I'm telling you, I would just love to. I had a buddy at a recording workshop. He had an MPC, and he had so many good beats on there. Sean, if you're listening, I remember that buddy. Man, well, what was his, The Butcher. I think that's what his rap name was, The Butcher, because he mutilates beats. He mutilates you, and that's, it was awesome, man. He had really good songs, and have a really good friendship with them. So Sean, if you're listening, buddy, hope you're doing well. Happy holidays to you and the fam. And you know, he's doing good things now. He's a coach, and you know, he's still doing music. But anyway, back to what the songwriting process is and all that. So I'll lay down the drums first. Got to make them sounding good. Got to make them sounding how I want them to. And yeah, there's certain you know, like EQs I'll use and all that, but process wise, I put the drums down first, and then from there, kind of just let the drum loop, you know, and then I'll just like grab the guitar and start playing, and whatever comes to, like if I get in a certain key, I'm like, oh, that sounds really good, and you know, with the drums, because you have to, they have to be in the same key. It's just, it drives me nuts when you're hearing, you know, like a real high-pitched guitar with like low drums. Or Terry Date, the producer for, gosh, he's worked with Pantera, he's worked with Limp Bizkit, he worked with a lot of the new metal, I guess you would say, bands like Deftones and like Korn and all that. Limp Bizkit was his big one, but Pantera was his biggest one. And when we was at Recording Workshop, one of the engineers there was talking about how when you're recording metal music, specifically like Pantera, he was talking about Pantera, and he isolated just the drums. So it had Vinnie Paul, he was playing, and it was just him. So the bass drum was like hard hitting, like it, you could feel it in your chest, and the snare, you had to have it pierce your ears. So that was his way of saying, you know, that's how you get like the metal drums and everything, whatever works for you. And you know, whatever tone your guitar is too, there's so much that goes into it. But process wise, like I said, I'll do the drums, get them sounding how I want them to sound, and then build on from there. Grab the guitar, start playing, figure out what key I want to play in, and just kind of bass, you know, a rhythm around it. Always got to have a rhythm. Got to have a rhythm. And you know, whether you're doing finger picking or whether you're, you know, using a pick or whatever, but just having a good, even a, just a good blues rhythm, or you know, whatever comes to your mind and everything. And then from there, you're like, it's like painting a canvas. You got a blank canvas, so you put your drums on there. Ooh, okay, there's a little bit of sparkle. Oh, let's throw a little bit of guitar on there. Let's throw, you know, then you got to have bass on there. The only thing I couldn't do was vocals. Not because I can't sing, which is partly true. I'm an okay singer. I'm not like, you know, Steve Perry or anything like that. I'm more, I guess, like Elvis. I don't know. And I don't have a strong voice, let's say that, for a front man or lead singer of a band. More background, like harmony, I could do that. But vocals were the one thing is that I couldn't record, just because I didn't write lyrics at the time. It was more instrumental stuff. Gosh, I got so many files. I'll have to see if they're still online or anymore. I got them on the desktop in the other room. So I'll dig in there, and it's just always great listening to stuff that you recorded and you forgot about. And you know, not to toot my own horn or anything, but it's just, just cool, you know. You're like, man, I created that. You know, that's just a good feeling. Just like a chef, like after they get done creating a meal, they're just like, damn, that's some good beef. Or damn, that's a bomb ass piece of chicken. And, you know, that's just the pride that you put in your work, is what I'm trying to say. And then, you know, from there, like, I might add, like, different effects. And, you know, there was one time I had a bird call in there. I don't know, it just sounded cool at the time. Of course, the telephone, got to have that. And, you know, just, like, funky stuff just to keep you always wanting to listen to more. That's the main goal, is you always want to keep your listener wanting more. So always keep them on the edge of their seat, folks. And always keep the music good. Always crank it up. I don't care. 2 o'clock in the morning, crank that shit up. neighbors probably get mad because I work third shift. So when I get home at like 7:30 in the morning, I got the radio cranking. And I'm like, hell yeah, let's fucking party. But, you know, to them, it's you know, they're just waking up. But to me, it's just like, man, I've been up for, I've been up all night. And, you know, finally home. And it don't take long. I'm usually out by 8 o'clock. So 8:30 in the morning. And then get my rest and get the day started. But, yeah, that's my songwriting process. Like I said, not everyone has the same formula, and that's fine. If any of you artists out there want to talk about music and, you know, how your songwriting process is, please reach out to me. You know, I always like hearing. I'm not going to steal any ideas or anything like that. I pretty much told you how I do mine. So that's the blueprint for any Ryan Rohrer hit song. it's just fun. I just love it. Love writing music. Love playing it. Love listening to it. Oh, it's such a good song, man. Dirty Diana. Not one of Michael's biggest hits, but just the guitar in it. Listen to that. My God. Oh, sorry. But that's the topics we'll talk about today. And you know what's next on the list, folks. We're going to do our top five. So today we're going to do a top five Christmas desserts. So we got Christmas coming up in 23 days. My wife, if you didn't see the pictures online, made like 3 different types of fudge. And, you know, it's just that time of year. It's everyone's in a chipper mood. And, you know, you get the best cookies. You get the best desserts, the best meals and everything. So they save the best for last, that's for sure. But we'll do top 5 favorite Christmas desserts. As always, no specific order. We'll just go 1 through 5, and then we'll go back and talk a little bit about each one of them. Sorry. So we got fudge, cookies, cake roll, cinnamon roll, I know, and then Little Debbie's. So again, Christmas desserts, we got fudge, cookies, cake roll, cinnamon roll, and Little Debbie's. Oh my God. Fudge. Need I say more? Christmas fudge. Like I said, Brentley made, she made peanut butter, and she made this, of course, chocolate fudge. And then she made sugar cookie fudge, which you use white chocolate with it. Oh my God, it's really good. Nothing that you normally have, you know, throughout the year, but it's just very good. It's got a nice flavor to it. If you don't like white chocolate, I mean, I understand it's a different taste and everything, but you know, just give it a shot. Give it a little nibble, I guess. You know, you can put, if you wanted to do, you know, chocolate chip fudge, or if you wanted to do like cherry fudge. I love cherry. anyway, that's just been on my mind since we talked about it earlier. I'm sorry. But fudge, can't go wrong with it. It's a great, great dessert. I mean, it goes a long way. It's hard as hell to make, you know, because you gotta, my wife was like, man, it took me 3 hours to make the fudge and all that. And I was like, why so long? She's like, because you gotta do it all by hand. I said, why don't you just put it in the mixer? When that, she's like, no, you gotta have the hand technique. Like, you gotta use some elbow grease in it. I'm like, wow, I didn't know it goes all that much into it. So the labor that goes into the food is definitely, you can definitely taste it. The fruits of the labor is what they call it. But fudge, you know, can't go wrong with it. Even when you go to fairs, you always see the people selling fudge because everyone loves fudge. If you don't, that's fine. You know, next on the list, we got cookies. So if you don't like fudge, get you some cookies. Christmas cookies, the best time of year. We just made some the other night. It was just peanut butter with the Hershey Kisses in the middle. Classic. Can't go wrong with it. My mom used to make a big, big cookie spread for Christmas. The birthday falls on the 23rd. So for that whole week, she would just bake all day. I mean, she would make these little like sugar cookies, but then she would put jelly in the middle, like strawberry jelly or grape or, you know, cherry jelly, blah, blah, you get it. Orange jelly. No, she would just put, they're called like thumbprints. That's what they are. And then, you know, she'd make macaroons and she would make biscotti and, you know, because she was, or biscotti, biscotti, I think that's how you say it. And sorry, Mom. But she was part Italian. My mom was, my grandma was full-blooded Italian. So definitely loved the baking and the Italian food. But we're talking about cookies now, Brian. Okay. Sorry. And, but, you know, cookies, Christmas cookies, it don't matter what kind. Like I said, snickerdoodles are good. Chocolate chip, the OG, you can't go wrong with that. Oatmeal raisin, macadamia nut. We could go on and on. They have Fruity Pebble cookies. I mean, they got some crazy shit out there now. Lucky Charms cookies. Those were okay. Those weren't too bad. They came out this past summer. Excuse me, sorry. And they were pretty good. If you like, it just had the marshmallows in it. So it was pretty good. But cookies, can't go wrong with them. And they're good any time of the day. Cheryl's cookies, oh my God, those are the best. They put the buttercream icing on them. Oh my God. Oh my God, they're so pricey, but they're worth every freaking bite, that's for sure. Next on the list, we got cake rolls. So kind of like a Swiss cake roll. if you know what those are, they're just chocolate and cream, and they're rolled up into a roll, and then you freeze them and or put them in the fridge and slice them into slices. And hey, that's all you need, that and a cup of coffee, and you're sitting in heaven. But I just love them. Swiss cake rolls are even great. You know, we'll talk about them in a couple more spots, but good old cake rolls, like they have pumpkin rolls for Thanksgiving, you know, they have Yule log for Christmas. I tried making that one year. A lot harder than it looks, that's for sure. I even had all the good ingredients, too. It just wasn't working out for me. I didn't have the, maybe I wasn't in the zone or whatever, the Yule log zone. Oh, it's a great song here. Man in the Mirror. Oh my goodness. Love you, Michael. Sorry, I'm not getting sick. It's just got a little bit of a dry throat. But it's all for the love of the listeners. So I'm hurting for you guys. But I love you at the same time. Next on the list is a cinnamon roll. I mean, it don't get no more basic than that. Just a good old hot cinnamon roll on a Christmas morning or a nice cold morning. And a cup of coffee. Anything goes good with a cup of coffee. Or tea, if you like tea. Not a lot of people like coffee, more like tea. So get yourself a cinnamon roll and tea. Why not? Hey, break the barrier. Do whatever the hell you want. And last on the list, we got Little Debbie's. So the Christmas trees are great. The brownies are great. Oh my gosh. The Swiss cake rolls, of course, are legendary. Coffee cakes are great. There's not one Little Debbie snack out there that sucks. I don't think. You know, you have the Star Crunch, you have the fudge rounds, sorry. You got the strawberry shortcake rolls. Oh my God. See, there's not one that sucks. Excuse me. They even have a banana cream at a Kroger that you can get. I mean, they know what the hell they're doing. They got everything on point there at Little Debbie's, so. And just don't eat a whole box of them or you'll have a little diabetes. And sorry, that's no joke to make fun of people with diabetes. I'm sorry, but You know, it's just a lot of sugar in a whole thing. So moderation, folks, that's the key with everything. And so with that being said, it's the end of our show. So we'll always do a little did you know, a little information nugget for you to carry on however you want. So I thought this was kind of interesting. Did you know that in Kansas, it is against the law to catch fish with your bare hands? So they call it hand fishing. Sorry. They call it hand fishing, and that shit is not easy. I mean, just going into the water, like, what was the guy's name? Turtle Man from Animal Planet. He would go out there, and he would capture turtles from people's ponds and stuff, and he would just walk in there, grab them with his bare hand, and yeah, he's been bit a bunch of times, but hand fishing, that is not easy. I mean, have you ever tried catching a fish with your bare hands? Or even getting a fish off a hook with your bare hands. Not a catfish, but just like a regular, like a, I don't know, a bluegill or something. They're squirmy as fuck. Well, they're wet too, obviously, but I mean, they're just squirmy. And, you know, it takes a talent to do hand fishing. And, you know, just don't do it in Kansas, so. And I looked it up to see if it has changed or anything. Because the information where I get a lot of this from, there's a book, a little peek behind the curtain, there's a book I get all the information from, and it had came out in, what year was it? It came out in 2015, so I looked it up to see if anything has changed, and they have changed it, but you can only do catfish hand fishing. So, yeah, wear your gloves. Sorry. So wear your gloves, folks. And but you can do it from sunrise to sunset from July to August. So better make it count. Other than that, your ass ain't getting no hand fishing in Kansas. So, no, we're not in Kansas anymore. I had to say that. I know it's a cheesy line, but anytime Kansas comes up, you just have to say it. Plus, our dog was in Wizard of Oz, so love you. And I love you guys, too, and girls. So just want to say thank you for everything. And you guys have a good rest of your day. And with that being said, we'll leave you with the sweet, sweet sounds of Michael Jackson, Little Man in the Mirror. Of course, it's at the end of the song. Sorry. But nonetheless, a great song. If you've never heard it, check it out. Thank you again. You guys have a beautiful day. And I'll talk to you later. Thank you. Make that change, baby.